Yeah, so Solomon Islands is one of the few countries that had diplomatic relations with Taiwan. And so we've just received the news over the last day or so that the Solomon Island has decided to switch its recognition from Taiwan to China on the back of economic and political inducements from China. So Taiwan has announced that it's going to sever ties with the Solomon Islands as a result of that.
Yeah, and obviously China is viewed as a gold mine for small countries wanting to increase their tourism, trade and aid. Yet there are rumours that China will not deliver on these financial promises. How are China swaying nations to enter into these relations?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two aspects here. One is just the rise of China in these regions, including the Pacific, where a lot of Taiwan's diplomatic allies are, where China's becoming increasingly more prominent in these parts of the world with trade, investment, aid, tourists. So in any time in history, in fact, I think China is more prominent in these regions of the world than ever before. So that's a result of China's increasing interaction with the world. And indeed, as you said, you know, for many small countries, including the Pacific, China is viewed as a gold mine. It's viewed as an indispensable partner that beckons with opportunity and promises. And certainly Solomon Island is seeing China in that light. But the other perspective, of course, is that China has been conducting a broad campaign against Taiwan to force it to come to the table for political, quote-unquote, reunification with China. It's one where they're trying to restrict Taiwan's international space, right, by limiting its representation, legitimacy and participation. So by putting pressure on Taiwan's small pool of diplomatic allies, and inducing them to switch side, it's part of a broader strategy to pressure Taiwan. But, yeah, of course, the question is whether China delivers on its promises, but certainly China has the financial and diplomatic resources to induce these countries.
Just going back also with the basically the Taiwan looking at losing their independence, how big of a risk is that?
I think it's one of the China's core foreign policy goals to quote unquote reunify with Taiwan. Taiwan has been operating as a de facto independent country. For the last 70 years, and China has come out very strongly, and then they're saying that they're willing to use force if necessary to deter Taiwan from going down the path of de facto independence. I think the trend is one where China is getting increasingly more powerful in that cross-strait relations. So certainly, I think, as in this case, you know, China is trying to restrict Taiwan's international space. But I don't think Taiwan is in danger of losing its independence just yet.